This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back, or welcome if you're brand new. It's the Degenerate Derek Podcast. This is the Week 11 Pick Show. If you are new, welcome. I pick five games every single week against the spread. My name's Derek. I'm your host. I co-host the Billy Madison Show during the day. And on Monday and Friday after the show, I do a little Degenerate Derek Podcast. On Mondays, obviously, I recap the week. On Fridays is my pick show. Lately, I have been going over every game. Don't worry, I will do that today as well, along with my five picks. Last I spoke to you guys was on Monday, where I was coming off a 2-2-1 weekend. Not a losing weekend. Well, I guess maybe a little bit if you count the juice. But, you know, let's just call it an even weekend, which is basically a win for me lately. I am 21-27-2 overall. One guy messaged me. He's like, damn, last time I listened to this podcast, you were fucking the GOAT. And now you're dog shit. That, if you gamble, bro, that's what happened. I don't care who you are. If you bet and you really give out your picks like that, you are gonna... Whatever. I just gotta take it on the chin. I am sucking. I can't get mad about it. I'm not mad about it. I just try to state my case too much. Somebody pointed that out as well. Like, bro, you just try to cover up for it because you're like, people have bad years. Like, no shit, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, fine, fuck. I just won't say anything. I'll just take it on the chin. But I feel like I do have to fight back a little bit because it is my fucking podcast. Like, I'm just going to come on here and just let you shame. No. I mean, I guess you can. By my messages, you can. You guys have actually been somewhat, you know, not totally unreasonable. The messages have not been over the top negative. I feel like at some point during the season, I got to get hot. But it just hasn't happened. And oh my God, if I go the whole year and it's not... I can't point back to like, oh man, week 11 through 14, I was like fucking, you know, I don't know, 11-4, it was sick. Like, if I don't have one of those runs, I'm gonna lose my goddamn mind. I got five picks for you again this week, like every week. The problem is I have zero confidence. And as you know, that changes from week to week. Some weeks I come in here, even after getting my ass kicked, I'm like, bro, these picks are it. This week, I don't know. That's my gut feeling about them. I'm betting them. They're there. I like them, but it's my confidence level is dog shit. But I'm going to get into them, and I rank them 5 all the way down to 1. So 5 is my least confident. 1 is my most confident, obviously. Then I'll go over the rest of the games that are slated for this weekend, and then I'm going to get out of here because I know I'm already running late. I apologize. A lot of stuff to do today after the show. Billy Madison Show is working Thanksgiving week. So I will be here next week to give out, to recap on Monday. And then I'll probably have my pick show on Wednesday of next week since it's like Thanksgiving. You know, so a couple back-to-back podcasts, if you will. And then that following week, back on the 27th, Nard's back on the Billy Madison Show. It's going to be a great week. So let's get into it, though. I know I'm running behind. I apologize. Let's go. Week 11 picks. Again, this is all NFL. It's all against the spread. Here we go.
Number five
for me is Dolphins -12.5 at home taking on the Raiders. Raiders have won 2 in a row since letting go of Josh McDaniels, maybe. Team is, you know, obviously that's huge. They were against shit teams, but still, back-to-back wins. Like I was saying earlier with the Broncos, 3 wins in a row, can't deny it. Raiders back-to-back wins, can't deny it. I do think they get fucking smashed this weekend, though, in Miami. I do. I think Miami beats up on not very good teams. I don't think the Raiders are a really good team. Miami gets crushed by good teams, and they beat the shit out of teams that are average to bad. This, I don't think, is any different this weekend. I think Miami absolutely just ass-fucks the Raiders. No offense. I know I got some Raiders fans that listen to me. Shout out Kush. But I think the Raiders get, I mean, just fucking roll.
Number 4.
I like the Bills to bounce back -7 against the Jets. Bills have been so bad. They've been so bad. I could go on, you know, 100 different things. It's mainly been Josh Allen. From what I've seen, the Bills games that I've watched, he turns the ball over at a crazy rate. But the Jets are so bad. They're just anemic. I don't know how they, I mean, it's amazing that they have as many wins as they do. It really is. And when Aaron Rodgers gets back, if he really fucking does come back this year, which is crazy, and even like in a couple weeks, I mean, the Jets right now are 4-5. It's crazy. But they're right there. Bills are 5-5. Second home game in a row for the Bills. They got to want to get that Denver game just. I like the Bills to turn it up this weekend. They got to be fired up. They got to be. Bills -7, though, at home taking on the Jets.
Number 3.
49ers -11.5 at home taking on the Bucks. That's how you know I don't know what the fuck's going on this weekend because I never take like big favorites like this. But I do think there are some blowouts this weekend. Could be totally wrong. Probably am going to be wrong. That means that all these games are probably going to be super close. I do got to talk a minute about San Francisco, though. That is a good football team. And I hate that. I fucking hate that. When that team is healthy, they are a force. I don't think the Jags are bad. I really don't. I actually think the Jags are arguably good. I think they have a really good team. And the Jags were at home last week. And I get it. San Francisco lost three in a row. They finally got healthy. That was their game. But what the 49ers did to the Jags last week was incredible. Incredible. And so, and the Bucs, look, the Bucs against the spread have been, they're 6-3 against the spread. They're 4-5. With their real record. Can't say you expected much more from the Bucs this year. The Bucs have over-delivered. Absolutely. With Baker Mayfield, oh my God. Mike Evans is having a year. Like, the Bucs have won games that they shouldn't win. And they've covered six. They're 6-3 against the spread. They're actually 4-0 against the spread on the road. But I think that changes this weekend. I think San Francisco continues to, again, they lost three in a row. They bounced back finally last week against the Jags. Beat the fuck out of the Jags. And now I think here's another opportunity for them to go up against a team that is not as good as them, and they are going to beat the fuck out of the Bucs. All right? Bucs minus 11.5 is my third pick.
Number two.
I got Vikings plus 2.5 at the Broncos. Vikings have always been a fun team to bet. I haven't bet them a lot this year because Kirk Cousins when Justin Jefferson went out, it was like, God, I don't know what this Vikings team is. Viking team has been, you know, winning some games. Brought in Josh Dobbs. He's proven to be a quarterback. He was playing well in Arizona, so it didn't shock me that he went to Minnesota and started playing even better. Got a few more weapons up there in Minnesota. Broncos, they've won three in a row. They just beat the Bills on the road Monday night. Can't really knock the Broncos, even though they gave up 170 points or whatever it was to the Dolphins earlier this year. And they have looked like one of the worst teams. At points, the Broncos have looked like the worst team of all time. But they have got some big wins. I like the Vikings this weekend. I do. I like them. If the Broncos went 4 in a row, if the Broncos get back to 5-5, a 500 record, after what we've seen out of that Broncos team, that's insane. So give me Minnesota plus 2.5 on the road taking on the Broncos.
Number one.
I like the Jags, all right? Here, if I'm wrong about the Jags, I'm wrong. Jags have looked really great at spots this year. They looked really bad last week against San Francisco. But I think San Francisco, when healthy, can make a lot of good teams look really bad. Obviously, I'm a Cowboys fan. Do I think the Cowboys are really good? I don't know about really good, but I think they're good. I think they definitely got some dudes, and we've shown that we can win some games, and San Francisco beat the holy fuck out of us. And that's what they did last week to the Jags. And I still think the Jags are good. And I think that's why they're favored by 7 this weekend against the Titans. You know, usually you don't see a team like the Jags lose the way that they did at home, and then the next week they're still favored by 7 points. I mean, the Jags got fucking rolled last. Now they bounce back. They're favored by 7 at home again against the Titans. Titans are 3-6 on the year. Jags are 6-3. I really like the Jags. That's why, obviously, they're my number one pick. So those are my five picks. Again, real quick, I got Dolphins minus 12.5, Bills minus 7, 49ers minus 11.5, Vikings plus 2.5, and Jags minus 7. I really switched things up this week. I rarely ever take that kind of favorites. I have 2 double-digit favorites, and 4 of my 5 games are all the favorites. I never go this way. You know me. I'm all over the dogs. I'm a dog guy.
Your dog's a pussy.
But this weekend, I got to switch it up, but I just don't feel confident about anything. I really don't. Again, 2-2-1 last week, 27-2 overall. Those are my 5 picks. Real quick before I get out of here, I do need to get this podcast uploaded because I am late. You got Arizona on the road taking on Houston. I don't know. Kyler Murray looked, you know, insane last week like he usually does. Houston, obviously, big win over the Bengals. CJ Stroud is a man on fire. I would have to go with the uber hot hand here. I know Kyler Murray came back, had a good week last week. Arizona's got, you know, they're 2-8 on the year. I mean, they got fucking issues. So I would definitely take the Texans at home minus 4.5. It's just sometimes it's tough with these young teams like the Texans are. When they get a little bit of success, you know, everybody's seen it. They start to really, you know, feel themselves, and then they get punched in the mouth by a team that they shouldn't. But I think Texans are a little more focused. I mean, they're still 5-4 on the year, so they are 3-1 at home. They're 5-4 against the spread. Arizona's 5-4-1 against the spread, so even though they're 2-8 overall, they've kept it within their number. It's 4.5. I would definitely, I think I'm going to bet on this game. I'll probably bet the Texans minus 4.5. Chargers, Green Bay. I want to go with Green Bay because I fucking hate the Chargers. And Green Bay's at home. Green Bay's plus 3. Yeah, I'll go with the upset. I'll go with the dog there. I'll go with the home team, the Packers plus 3. Packers have been tough in some spots where I thought the Packers were really weak and they played a lot better than I thought they would. They are 3-6 on the year, so, you know, not like they're pulling it off. But they're keeping games close. What are they? Another 4-5 against the spread. Maybe I'm just fucking not seeing the Packers at all. But That's also probably why they didn't make my five pick. Steelers on the road taking on the Browns. I like the Steelers plus 1.5. I mean, I know that P.J. Walker's come in and played well when Deshaun Watson's been out. Now Deshaun, I think, is out for the rest of the year. Browns are moving forward. They're 6-3. They got a big win last week against the Ravens. That win looks even better after what the Ravens did to the Bengals, and people were all over the Bengals' dick until the Bengals lost to the Texans. I don't know. I'll take Pittsburgh plus 1.5. Another reason why that game did not make my top five. Cowboys, obviously, I love them this weekend. Minus 10.5, I mean, it's a big number, but, I mean, that's what the Cowboys do. Panthers are 1-8. They're 1-6-2 against the spread. Cowboys beat the holy shit out of bad teams. That's what we do, baby. Pad that win record. So, Cowboys minus 10.5, I guess, would be my pick. Giants, Commanders, gross. Commanders favored by 9.5? Excuse me. I don't know. Bears at Detroit. I don't know. Minus 7.5, Detroit, I guess, yeah. Seattle, see, I just had no confidence in this week. I have no confidence. I don't have a bead on any of these fucking teams. I don't know. Seattle on the road taking on the Rams. Let's go Rams plus 1. Why not? Seattle 6-3. Rams are 3-6. I'll go Rams at home plus 1. I picked the Jets game. I picked the Vikings game. And then Monday night you got Eagles Chiefs. But I'll be back to recap week 11 and we'll preview that game, which some are saying is going to be the most watched NFL or Monday Night Football game of all time. People are saying that. Eagles-Chiefs on Monday night will be the most watched Monday Night Football game of all time. That's what people are saying. So we'll preview that, though, on Monday when we recap Week 11's picks. Again, I will be back Monday. I will be in studio, recap podcast right after the Billy Madison Show on Monday. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Again, appreciate all the support. I'll see you next week.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to f***ing podcasting. Get help. Seriously, the Degenerate Derek Podcast.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.